أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن من أهل الكتاب لمن يؤمن بالله وما أنزل إليكم وما أنزل إليهم خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss verse number 199 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about some doubt that would have occurred in the hearts of some of the Sahaba with regards to some of the Quraysh that traveled around the region with regards to their material benefit, going on business journeys, etc., whilst they themselves were restricted because there was always the fear that they would be attacked, there was lack of wealth, insufficient wealth, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them at ease and said, it is not about this material world, but it is about the hereafter, and that is the ultimate that a believer should be concerned about. Throughout this entire surah, and now the surah comes to an end. From the beginning, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the Nasara, that they had come in a delegation to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were at their worst behavior in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They did not want to accept, they rejected. We found the rejection of the Yahud of Medina Munawwara, but all of this sometimes gives us an impression that all the Ahle Kitab had rejected, and here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts this into its perspective, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, wa inna min ahlil kitab, and certainly some of the Ahle Kitab, some of the people of the book, the Yahud and the Nasara, lamen yu'minu billah, certainly brought iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wama unzila ilaykum, and they also brought iman in whatever was revealed upon you, that is the Quran Sharif. Wama unzila ilayhim, and they also brought iman in whatever was revealed upon them, but whether it was the Torah or whether it was the Injil. And it was not only that they had brought iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala or in the Kitab, but khashi'ina lillah, they humbled themselves before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other words, they were real and true believers in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In Asbabun Nuzul, some narrations indicate that this verse was revealed particularly on an occasion when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed by none other than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the demise of Najashi. Najashi was the ruler of Abyssinia, who had accepted the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Abyssinia. He had accepted them, and then later he also embraced the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He had passed on in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala informed him about the demise of Najashi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was certainly affected about the demise of Najashi. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala subsequently commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being in Medina Munawwara, Najashi's demise had taken place in Abyssinia, present-day Ethiopia, that he should perform the janazah salah in absenteeism. This was, according to the Hanafis, a particular unique feature, only unique to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then performed the janazah salah of Najashi in absenteeism. And then the munafiqeen began to mock and scoff at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these people didn't even see him. They don't even know whether he had believed or not. And here they are praying for him. They are seeking forgiveness for him. So it was on that occasion that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed this verse. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala clarified that you, being in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you may have verbally pronounced an iman, but these people had brought iman in Allah Ta'ala, they had brought iman in the previous books, and not only that, but khashi'ina lillah, they were khashi', they were humbled before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were also sincere before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have that group of ulama, and this was always the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that when He revealed verses on a particular occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also generalized the meaning, that this will also refer then to all those in the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who had brought iman in the previous kitabs, and then thereafter they brought iman in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran Sharif. Generally, we would hear the name of the great Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but there were many that had brought iman in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to mention one or two, for us to have an idea that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks so glowingly about them, that they were those that were very sincere, they had true knowledge of the kitabs of the past, and hearing the Quran Sharif, immediately they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi has narrated that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made hijrat, and he came to Medina Munawwara, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting Surah Yusuf. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's recitation, obviously one can understand that recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the beauty of the Quran, and then the additional beauty of the Surah in itself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites, a rabbi comes into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is taken aback by the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sits there, he listens to the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Struck by the awe of the recitation, he goes out and he calls a number of rabbis. These rabbis come into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They sit there and they listen to the recitation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are struck by this recitation. Then they go behind Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and they begin to examine the seal of nubuwat at the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they all come to the conclusion that this is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The time was there, it was that time when they knew that he was going to come to Madinah Munawwara, the time of the hijrat, and hence they all at once accepted iman at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bearing testimony that Allah ta'ala is one, he is the Nabi, and the Quran Sharif is that same revelation that has similarities with the revelation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. So here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says qashi'ina lillah, that they all humble themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means in every aspect. Then we find a person from the tribe of Maqah. Maqah was a tribe that was a non-Arab tribe. He was also a rabbi. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite from the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obliges, he recites, and immediately on hearing the recitation, he says that this is similar to the revelation that had come down to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, and he also accepts and embraces Islam. Zayd ibn Sa'na, he tests Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hilm and tolerance, and again he also accepts Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he accepts Islam. So there were multitudes of them that also embraced the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, لا يشترون بآيات الله thamanan qalila. These individuals did not purchase the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a paltry gain, for a small nominal amount of this material world. Ula'ika lahum ajruhum inda rabbihim. For them, the ajr is by Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for them is double the reward. One was the reward of bringing iman in the previous kitab, and again they brought iman in the Quran Sharif. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah sari'ul hisab. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in reckoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hesitate when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to give the reward. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.